You're listening to the Sheeran Live Radio Show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to Sheeran Live on the Marketing Pulpit. It's always a delight to have you join us every week. And I say it all the time, but it's because I really, really mean it. To all my faithful listeners, you've been with me since day one. Oh, you are the best. I just love, 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 love you. And to those who may be new to the show, welcome to Sheeran Live. We're just so delighted that you decided to join us. We have a great topic lined up for you today. Actually, it's a continuation of a topic that we've been working on. We actually had a listener that sent in a question, and wow, some great responses. So we just want to thank you so much for your question. Thank you so much. And, of course, you know here on the Marketing Pulpit, we do our best to bring wonderful programming for you, programming that deals with our mission, which is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. And how do we do that? I know you are probably wondering, how do we do that? Well, we do our best to bring knowledge in the areas of sales branding. We bring knowledge in the areas of pricing, media buying, internet, you name it. We try to do that. But, you know, we also, yeah, we delve into relationships as well. Yes, we do. Because, of course, you know, if you have good relationships at home, hopefully you're going to have great relationships at work. So we do our best to make sure that we bring you a great program. Well, you know, we have actually been in a series for preparing for the unexpected, preparing for the unexpected. And we took a little bit of break from that because we did have a listener question. We had a listener question regarding bullying. Yeah, I know. So we're actually going to kind of finish up on that topic. And, of course, if you have any questions or you want to make any comments, you're more than welcome to do so. And if you decide that you want to make some comments or you have a question for us here, if you've already dialed in, all you have to do is push number one on your keypad. Push number one on your keypad, and you will be put into the queue for questions. You will be put into the queue for questions. So we just want to make sure that you're aware of that. So when we come back from our very short break, when we come back, we're going to delve into this topic, bullying. And believe it or not, we are on part three. And this will be the end of this particular topic of bullying. So when we come back, we're going to finish out this topic on bullying right here on Sheeran Live.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the e-panic button. And we're here with Sheeran Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right. This is Sheeran Live. And listen, if you're a business or if you own a business or if you have a product or service that you would like for our listeners to know about, well, we want to know. So go to our website, www.marketingpulpit.com, www.marketingpulpit.com, and put your information in there in our directory. And guess what? It's free. You know, you don't get a whole lot of stuff free these days. So take advantage of that right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Well, listen, we have been talking about this topic going on part three, bullying, and it has actually turned out to be a hot topic. It really has, because more parents than we know are dealing with bullying. Yeah, they're dealing with their children being bullied. And so we're going to discuss that a little bit today. And I think I shared some numbers with you on last week, and if you missed those shows, you can go to www.marketingpulpit.com where you can go to our archive and download the show. But I'm going to give you some other numbers today. Listen, how about this? It's becoming more and more challenging for a lot of parents at school to get a handle on their children being bullied. Yes. According to the National Association of School Psychologists, over 67% of students don't handle bullying properly. And parents are kind of left to deal with this issue on their own. On their own. And so for the last couple weeks, we have talked about bullying. You know, whose responsibility is it anyway? What can parents do? And so we're going to kind of tap out and finish out this segment of bullying. And I really want to focus on what can parents do? What can parents do? Because bullying is a huge issue. 1 out of 5 children experience bullying at some point in the school term. 1 out of 5 children. And that's a huge number, a huge statistic. That's huge. And so we talked a little bit about that as well on last week, so we won't be going back into those numbers. Again, if you want to hear that, go to www.marketingpulpit.com on our archive under radio shows, MPINC, and you will see that information. And so parents are really concerned about their kids being bullied. In fact, there was a parent, and I won't call any names. I'm not going to call any names. But there was a parent that actually experienced a very sad situation with her 12-year-old. Her 12-year-old saw someone being bullied and was just trying to step in to help, which was very admirable, because most people just stand by and look. Well, this child decided, you know what, I can't stand this, and they decided to step in and try to help. And guess what? Her 12-year-old became the target of bullying. Yeah, became the target of bullying, so much so that one day the child was at school, and just because her child stepped up to help, found himself in the midst of a horrendous experience. The bullying got so bad, and her child was hurt so bad that he actually passed out for 15 seconds into the fight because he was hit so badly, the child was unconscious, the school had to call an ambulance, the child was taken to the hospital, and the parent was just outdone with the situation. So there were some things that the parent did, this particular parent did, and there are also some things that you can do if your child is being bullied, because I know that's huge, and nobody wants to see their child being bullied. We have to make sure that our children know that, you know what, you're beautiful. You are beautiful. No one should be bullied. Nobody should be hurt. And we want to find out, what can we do? What can we do? Well, we have some folk out there that are like, well, I know what I would do if somebody was bullying my child. I know exactly what I would do. I know exactly what I would do. We're going to take some listener calls today because I know there are people out there that have a lot to say about this topic. But what can you do as parents? One of the things that I think is key, one of the most effective methods of making your child feel safe, is first of all, begin to talk to your child and determine whether or not they legitimately have a bullying situation. There are quite a few principals and superintendents, and one in particular was talking in regards to this issue and was saying sometimes the situation may not necessarily be a bullying situation, so you really have to determine, is this really a bullying situation? Because so many parents have gone in and waving blazing guns saying, you know, my kid is being bullied, what can we do? And this particular superintendent and principal is saying, listen, we need to sit down and really talk about it. Parents have to encourage their children to try to get a handle on the situation. Well, what do you do when you've tried to get a handle on the situation and it's just not working? What do you do in a case like that? We have a listener question. We're going to try to see if we can catch that question. Yes, sir, do you have a question today?
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on Sharon Live. Do you have a question or response today to
William?
Yes,
yes.
Okay,
yes, is this
right
Sharon
here.
Leah?
This is Sharon Live. Yes, it is.
That's what I said, baby. This is Otis. I'm from Macon County, Georgia.
Oh.
I have 27 grandchildren.
Ooh-wee.
All from the same daughter. Me and Bertha only had one child, God rest her soul. But I've been listening to your sublisterated and edumacated people on the radio.
Okay.
And listen, I tell all of my 27 grandchildren, whenever anybody messes with you, pick up a chair and just bust them upside the head. That's what Otis tell his children. Otis got to go.
Listen, we appreciate all our callers. Sir, thank you so much. I think you said your name is Otis. We appreciate your call, but you know what? On the show, we do not advocate violence. Oh, we really, really don't. But I know, listen, I get it, because if it was my child, I would feel the same way. Nobody wants their children or grandchildren to be bullied.
You got that right, honey.
And I know some of you are thinking it. I know some of you have thought about it, especially if your child is being bullied. You want to just take it out on somebody.
Bust them in the head. Bust them in the head. Bust them in the head.
Oh, but you know, we can't do that. So listen, I'm going to give you some surefire ways. That you can deal with bullying in the school. And also, I have a special something for anybody that has ever been bullied. It's real special for you today, right here on Sharon Live on the Marketing Pulpit.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Jay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Yeah, we want to thank you so much for joining us today here at Sharon Live on the Marketing Pulpit. You know, we are talking about a very sensitive topic today. We're talking about bullying, and nobody wants their child to be bullied. Nobody. And, you know, we also talked last week, too, that sometimes there are adults that are bullied at work as well. Nobody wants to be bullied. So here's some things, especially for parents that are listening in. Here's some things that I think you can do if your child is being bullied. Now, first of all, you've got to keep a level head. You've got to teach your children to keep a level head. We talked last week that you can also build their child's self-esteem as well by constantly telling them how precious they are and how wonderful they are. And not only that, but I saw this and I wanted to share this with you. And it says, when you squeeze an orange, you get orange juice because that's what's inside. The very same principle is true about you or your child. When someone squeezes you and puts pressure on you, what comes out is what's inside. And if you don't like what's inside, you can change it by changing your thoughts. Wish I could take credit for that, but I can't. That was actually Dr. Wayne Dyer. So what does that mean? That's simply saying, listen, you've got to make sure that you're telling your children, listen, you're beautiful. You don't have to deal with this. We're going to find a way. But your children also need to see that you as a parent are proactive. You as a parent are proactive. So here are some things that you can do. First of all, sit down and let your child know that it's not them. It's the bully. Sometimes the bully is going through bullying at home, and so they reflect that when they come to school. That is not their fault. It is not their fault. The next thing that you can do, and this is what's key, and this is what I want you to hear, parents. It is okay for you to go to the level of responsibility where your child is. For instance, if the bullying is happening on the school bus, it is perfectly okay for you to be proactive and go to the school and say, listen, I need to talk to the person on the school bus, or can we talk to them in regards to what's happening on the school bus? And sometimes, believe it or not, some of these school buses have cameras. They do. They have cameras. And if it has to be that they have to look at it to see if your child is being bullied, if they're being threatened, if their life is in danger, you can do that. If the bullying is happening at school, in a teacher's classroom, you can go to the school and speak to the teacher. You can let them know, listen, I think my child is being bullied. This is what they're telling me. These are things that they're sharing with me, and we need to talk about it. Now, this is one of the key things before you go to the school that I'm hoping you will do. And I know it sometimes takes a lot of work, but document, document, document. I can't say that enough. If your child comes home and says, Mom, listen, this happened to me today. I'm upset. I'm not happy. Document, document, document. Put down the day. Put down the time. Put down where the situation took place. And keep those notes. Keep those records. So that when you go to speak to someone at the school or go to speak to somebody in authority, whether it's the principal, whether it's the superintendent, you can say, listen, we've been documenting this. This is what's happening. And we need to find out what we can do because my child doesn't need to feel this way. You know the story that I told you about earlier? Fortunately, that parent ended up taking their child out of that school, which is so sad because the child didn't want to leave the school. The child wanted to stay at the school. She ended up homeschooling her child. But we don't want that to happen to your children. Now, if you go to the school and you document and you talk, and they still aren't listening, you always, always have the option of going to the district school board. Nobody wants that to happen. Typically, a principal does not want their school to have a negative impression. So if they don't do anything about your request and it is documented and it's not just one case, if that child is really being bullied, you definitely can take that to your school board. Now, if that doesn't work, guess what? There's always social media. One parent actually went on, recorded, and put some stuff on social media, and guess what? They got the attention of the school. Not only did that get the attention of the school, but the media got involved. That's right. The media got involved. And then the school's principals, they were like, well, you know what? I wish they had come to us before they went on social media. Social media is powerful. But before you do that, make sure you go to the teacher, go to the principal, go to the school administration first to see if it can be resolved. And sometimes you just don't have a lot of time because kids can be really, really mean, and we don't want anything bad to happen to our beautiful children. All of our children have a purpose. There's a reason why every child, every baby is here. They are unique. They're beautiful creations. And you've got to tell them that every day. So, one, make sure you're telling your children how special they are, how beautiful they are. Number two, make sure that you document, document, document what's going on. And then number three, be proactive. Children are not equipped to have the reasoning to go and take care of a situation like bullying. Because one, they're already hurt. Two, they're scared. Three, they don't want to say anything because it may be considered snitches. So parents, you guardians, we've got to take sometimes matter into our own hands. And you know what? It's okay if people think you're being unreasonable. This is your child we're talking about. Do what you have to do. And you know what? I got something that I want to share. Anybody that has experienced bullying, it's not fair. It's not right. And here's what I want you to hear, especially for the children.
It's so hard to see yourself when you're looking at someone else. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Yeah. It's hard to see yourself when you're looking at someone else. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Listen, sometimes when you're always looking at somebody else, you're always looking at the bully, we forget to look at the child as being bullied, encouraging them, getting them involved in things that can lift their self-esteem, whether it's martial arts, whether it's some kind of sports, teaching them that it's not okay for somebody to hurt you. You can't say stop. You can't say no. You can't say you can't treat me that way. I will tell somebody. Teach your children that it's okay to do that. And, you know, I had an artist on the show, Daley. Oh, he is just so good. He's just such a wonderful person. He actually wrote a song, and I really liked the words of the song. He had gone through some experiences himself, and I want to dedicate this particular song to all of those who may have ever been bullied. If your child has ever been bullied, this song is dedicated to you today, right here, Sharon Live.
Yeah. We were all created to be great because we were created in the image of greatness. You say you're sick and tired of life with no progress. Your dreams have been retired because they bring no success. So you throw in the towel and just settle for less. Seems you're lacking the power, thus you live with regret. But you can't stop now, maybe just redirect what you're fighting for to beyond worldly success. I'm talking world change that makes more than just sense. We all have a lane, but for others we clinch. Know you better than you, don't listen to the haters and then doubt the truth. You were made to be great.
That's right.
Ask a doctor, rapper, president, or pastor, father, mother, student, anything but a loser. Keep running the race,
keep running.
Don't solve your pain.
No, sir.
Yeah, you see them feeding, but they can't take your place. So when you hit your knees, praying to God, please help me reflect your son, and then it's all we sing. Passion burns in my heart, feels I'm ready to flex. No journey too hard, cause I'm here to reflect. Take a look in my eyes, you may see some regret. That's just perfect disguise. Go ahead, watch me reflect.
Hey,
watch me reflect.
Hey,
watch me reflect. I feel your eyes on me. Go ahead, watch me reflect.
Hey,
watch me reflect.
Hey,
watch me reflect. I know the world's watching, man, it's what I reflect.
Always been on my grind, I remember the time. Sixth grade getting paid, Nike Airs on my mind. Did what I had to do, I was gonna get some shoes. Parents can't afford it, so I work at the school. Man, that's my life story, including this music. I do it for God's glory, just wanna see him use it. But at times it's blurry, it's my grind to get it. Match with the story, or am I trying to rewrite his lyrics? Man, that's a fine line, overdelicate balance. Am I just at the mine?
Am I
my time and my talent? I just can't waste time.
No.
Man, I'm diligent at it.
Come on.
Not taking God's shine. That's what poses the challenge. So when I touch the mic, want my heart to be right.
Right.
Cause they all need to see. It's more than being sight.
So much more.
So I hit my knees, praying to God, please help me reflect your son. And then this song I sing.
Passion burns in my heart. Feels I'm ready to flex.
No journey.
Daley. And the last thing that I want to say to parents and guardians who may be dealing with bullying, you know, this issue is pretty huge out there. In fact, CNN had a reporter that they report on it. And I just want to thank Kelly Wallace for all the hard work that she did on this. And a few more things that you can do, parents, if nobody's listening, if nobody's hearing you. First of all, make sure that you don't teach your child to retaliate. You know, self-defense and retaliation are two different things. You know, sometimes you do have to defend yourself, but you don't want to retaliate because that doesn't solve anything. It really, really doesn't. So don't teach your child to be retaliatory. It just does not work. Things worse. But parents, listen. Guardians, listen. If the school is not listening, if the school is not responding, you can go to the person in charge with the responsibility for ensuring the safety of the schools at the district level. And if you cannot get help at the district level, if you cannot get help at that school, you can go to the State Department of Education. That's right, the State Department of Education. And if they don't hear you, if they do not hear you, it could very well be possible that there's a civil rights violation. And if there is a civil rights violation, a parent can file a civil rights complaint either at the state or the federal level. And you know you always have social media as well. But again, these are things that you want to use at the last resort. But parents, you do have power. You have more power than you think you do in the fight against bullying. And I just want to thank you so much for allowing us here on the Marketing Pulpit to tackle this topic, because it really, really is huge. And to all those parents that are out there, you know, we're thinking of you, really praying for you and your children, hoping that you can get some resolve to this matter. And if you have any questions or any comments in regards to bullying, again, your school district should have all the information that you need. And, in fact, they have lots of parent group bullying. Yes, they do. And you very well may be in one of those districts. You very well may be in one of those schools. So we tackled it here, bullying in the schools. Is it right? No, it's not right. And we definitely want to applaud all the parents, all the children who are navigating their way through these waters. We applaud you for all the things doing, all the hard work that you're doing, and know that you are not alone. You are not alone. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Sharing Live here on the Marketing Pulpit. Well, we today have discussed bullying, and we will finish our topic as well on preparing for the unexpected, because I know a lot of you were listening to that topic, and we will be finalizing that series right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you all for listening. Again, you are the best. And remember, my dad used to tell me years ago when I started my business, he said, babe, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that's exactly what we try to do right here on Sharing Live. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, you are beautiful. Right here, Sharing Live.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.